thank everybody for coming. Am I supposed to give the Beit Torah today, Veterans Day, about the topic of Lifnei Iver? The title of the shiur is Steering Someone Wrong, Bein Olam L'Chavero or Bein Olam L'Makom. The answer to the question is yes. They're both right, or it's a machlokes, as we'll see. It's a discussion amongst the Achronim, the later Achronim, if Lifnei Iver is, if it's both or one or what. In Nafkamina would be, if it's Be'am L'Chavero, would you need to ask your friend for forgiveness before Yom Kippur or not? If it's Be'am L'Chavero, yes. If Be'am L'Makom, not. And most of this is generally discussed in the Meforshim with a few of my own additions. And the goal is to discuss a few of the topics which the Meforshim discuss within Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is quite a broad topic with Sfarim individually written on just the one mitzvah alone. And we're going to discuss take apart a few of the discussions that the Meforshim have, and hopefully with that we'll be able to have a deep understanding of the mitzvah. And the goal would be to read it back into the pasuk at the end. You know, make Torah Shebaal Peh back into Torah Shebichtav at the end. And the focus here is, we're going to see in the middle of the shiur, is on a tshuva from the Emuna Shmuel. It's a oft-quoted tshuva in the discussion of Lifnei Iver. And with that, hopefully many of the yesodos will come out. So let's get started. On page 1, the basic Lifnei Iver sources, in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk says, Lo sekalel cheresh, v'lifnei iver lo sisei michshol, v'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. Okay, the two Isurim in the Pasuk are not to be mekalel, and our Pasuk of Lifnei Iver lo sisei michshol. There is a discussion in a sefer called Yad Malachi, Oshin Samech Zayin, which he has a chakira, when are you over the Isser of Lifnei Iver? If you give that Kosef Yayin to a Nazir, as we'll see in a moment, are you only over once the Nazir drinks the Kos Yayin, or even you just giving that Kos Yayin is an Isser of Lifnei Iver? Is it Shas Nesina, the point of giving, or Shas Michshol, the time of stumbling? This is a Chakira, the Soraya is to both sides, and Emir Hashem, at the end, we will come back to that discussion, and we will see that also there, maybe both are correct.
What both sides?
Okay. Rashi on the Pasuk says that he quotes the Torah's Kohanim, Lifnei Hasuma Bedovar, Lo Sitin Eitza She'en Hogenis Lo. Do not give an advice which is not fit to someone. And he quotes the example, don't tell someone to sell his field, and in the end you'll come around to get the fields from him. So Rashi here, which is discussing Pshutel Shel Mikra on Chumash, as we know, he says that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is not to give an Eitzah She'ena Hogenes, an Eitzah Ro'ah, to someone. And we'll come back to this point as well, why Rashi focuses on Eitzah Ro'ah. In source 3, we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that quotes two examples of Lifnei Iver. Minayin shelo yoshit adam kos shel yayin lenazir ve'ever menachai libnei noach. Tama lomar v'lifnei iver lo sisei michshol. The two examples the Gemara gives are not to give a cup of wine to a nazir and not to give an ever menachai to a ben noach. And there's, again, much discussion over why these two examples are given. Why two? Why not one? Why these specific two cases? But what we do know is that these two cases certainly are Lifnei Iver, and any other case really we would need to think about. We need to know if it could be extrapolated from these cases or not. But these are the two sources. These are the two cases. Kos Yayin LeNazir ve'Ever Menachai LeBnei Noach. If you turn to page 2, the topic is distinction between Jew and non-Jew. This page is really much of the focus. People who really speak about Lifnei Iver, they start from this page, and I want to give a little bit of the basic background that comes out from these Meforshim, and again, we're going to go a step beyond these Meforshim, Mirz Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch here is very famous. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, says that, Lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael, laseis lohem etzah ro'ah. So he says not the first line he says is not to be machshel a Jew in Eitzara. And you see in source 5, Minchas Chinuch says, "Any maven kavanas rav machaber." I don't understand the Sefer Chinuch shekasev of bnei Yisrael. Why does he say lo lahachshel bnei Yisrael? Halo gam legoy halav de lifnei iver. We saw from the Gemara a second ago the example was not to give Aver Menachai to a ben Noach. So why does the Chinuch emphasize that there's an Isser specifically not to be machshel bnei Yisrael? It should be even for a ben Noach. As he says, Shach mefurishu bevozara, v'kama mekomos, lo yoshid Aver Menachai ben Noach. It's usser to be machshel even a goy. So the answer that Rav Elchanan in source 6 and the Chazon Ish in source 7 say, this is widely quoted, is that there are two parts to Lifnei Iver, and you should be able to split the halachas of Yisrael to Ben Noach, and split the halachas of Eitzar Ro'ah to being machshel someone in Isser. They say, as far as a Yisrael being machshel a goy is concerned, usually there are no halachas of Be'am L'Chavero for Yisrael being machshel ben Noach, as far as Gezel, which is machlokas in the Gemara, if it's usher to be gozel from a goy. What about hitting a goy? Midaraisa, there's no Isser. So Be'am L'Chavero, there's no Isser. So why is there an Isser to be machshel a goy in Aver Menachai? Because of that question is where the Yesod comes from, that there is an element of Be'elam L'makom as well in Lifnei Iver. And that is that there is no Isser to give an Eitzar Ro'ah to a Ben Noach, but there is an Isser to be Machshil both a Yisrael and a Ben Noach when it comes to an Isser. Because in that case, the way they say it is there is an Isser being done in the world through a Yisrael. There's bringing a takala la'olam. There's bringing a stumbling into the world. So if you give an Aver Menachai to a Yisrael, you're causing an Isser to be brought out to the world. If you give an Aver Menachai to a Ben Noach, which also Ben Noach can't have an Aver Menachai, you're bringing an Isser into the world. So even though I'm not warned against, in general, mitzvahs of Be'am L'Chavero to a Ben Noach, but by giving the Aver Menachai to a Ben Noach, I'm bringing an Isser to the world because I'm causing the Ben Noach to do an Isser. Now, as far as Eitzar Ro'ah is concerned, if I give someone bad advice, I'm not causing an Isser to be brought into the world. This is a halacha Be'am L'Chavero. So by Yisrael, I'm warned against not giving Eitzar Ro'ah to Yisrael. That would be considered Be'am L'Chavero. I can't give an Eitzar Ro'ah to Yisrael. However, to a Ben Noach, when there's no halachas of Be'am L'Chavero, and as far as Isser is concerned, I'm not causing any Isser being brought about into the world by giving an Eitzar Ro'ah to a Ben Noach, so that's why there would be no problem with giving an Eitzar Ro'ah to a Ben Noach. So that is why the Chazon Ish and the Rav Chaim explain that it's not just this chinuch here, but also the Rambam, we'll see later, and the Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah, they emphasize lo lahachshel b'nei Yisrael lo aseis lahem Eitzar Ro'ah. As far as Eitzar Ro'ah is concerned, Isser is dafka to Yisrael, not to a Ben Noach. As far as giving Isurim to someone else, that is usher both for Yisrael and Ben Noach. And to quote the Lashon of Chazon Ish here, he explains the Isser as follows: "The Ha'Isser hu shegorem asiyas to'eva v'takala ba'olam." That's the fourth line, the third line of Source 7. The Isser is to cause a to'eva, a takala, a stumbling in the world. And he says that the Pashtei Dekra is mishum shegorem ha'kas adam. It's to cause someone to be hit, to cause something bad into the world. So what you see from this Chazon Ish and Rav Elchanan is that there is this distinction between Yisrael and Ben Noach as far as the halachos of Eitzar Ro'ah are concerned, and you have these two elements of Be'am L'Chaver and Be'am L'Makom. The one thing I want to point out, though, is the pasuk is still read as one straight pasuk with two parts of the pasuk. Lifnei Iver lo sisei michshol, as the Chazon Ish says, means I cannot cause a michshol to be brought into the world. So if in those cases, the cases which are usser are the ones which there is a michshol brought about. So bringing an isser, whether it's to Yisrael or Ben Noach, that's causing a michshol. Giving an Eitzar Ro'ah to Yisrael, that's a michshol. giving the Eitz Ra'ah to Menach, that's not called a Michshol. The Pasuk still reads as one straight Pasuk, with two different elements to the Pasuk. Yes. Oh, no, okay. Yes.
So if I literally place a Michshol before a literal Iver...
So that's a major, major discussion.
And what if that Iver is a Benoach?
If that Iver is a Ben Noach.
Right.
So according... Obviously. Right. So, yeah. So that would be based, I would say, on... You have to know if putting a stumbling block... In general, for a Yisrael, if that's included in the Isser or not, is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim. We'll see later one of the sources, the Rambam, seems that it's not Bechlal the Isser. We say Mikra Yosei Mdei Pshuto. The Pasuk leaves the Pashup Shot completely. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as for a Ben Noach, it really would depend on when you cause someone to stumble physically, what kind of Isser that is. If that is an Isser in the Torah, if you can find the source for that, that applies to Ben Noach as well, then yes. But assuming that it's just a Be'am L'Chavero type of thing, which it probably is, then there would be no Isser to do that to a Ben Noach, if that's the case.
Right, even though the Chazanish's language is...
Even though Chazanish, yeah. Right, so he's not focusing on Yisrael. Right. So we don't know if he would say that also for Ben Noach as well.
Right.
He here is focusing specifically on the topic of Isurim. That Lashon of Shigorim HaKas Adam, you have to know to which cases it applies.
Well, to think about that. Read it back into the Pasuk, it's all based in Pashtid Akra, right?
Right. But, so as far as Ben Noach, what's called HaKas Adam, it needs thought. Now, moving on to page 3. This is where we're going to... So pretty much, that Rav Elchanan, that Chazanish, everyone discusses, but we're going to get to the Chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel, and we're going to see that the Chiddush really could be extended even further. The Gemara in Chulin, in source 8, I'll just say it outside, is the three-way Machlokas Tanoim over when Eber Menachai exist. Does it exist? Does it apply to all animals? Behema chay of oaf, bain tameya, bain tahora, whether the animal is tahor or tame, behema chay and oaf. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Rabbi Lazar Shita. We don't pass him like him. Rav Meir has the other extreme that it's only to a behema tahora bilvad. Just a behema tahora, there's an Isra Eber Menachai. Not to chaya, not to oaf, not to behemas tameyas. We pass him like the Rabbanon, the middle Shita, that holds enonoic elopit tahorin. It applies to all behemas chayas ve'of tahorin, not tameyim. Okay, that's the way we paskin. Where things become difficult is a very interesting tour in Siman Samech Beis. This is source 9. You'll see here in Sif Aleph, Lo sochel hanefesh im abasar, azhara lo'ochel eber menachai, v'nohig bebehema v'chaya v'of, v'eno nohig el betahorim. The tour says, and it's a direct quote from the Rambam, there's an azhara from that pasuk not to eat eber menachai, it applies to behema, chai, and ov, and it only applies by tahorim, not to tameim. It seems innocuous, but the Beis Yosef has an obvious problem with this tour. On the left column, the Beis Yosef, by the arrow, he says, "Uve'emes shelafi darko shiro abenu, she'enu machnes atmo lichtov elaha osur v'amotor bavad." The derech of the tour is just to tell us what's mutter and what's osur. Lo hachayev v'hapater, he doesn't tell us who's chayev, who's pater. Just what am I allowed? What is usher for me to do? What's mutter for me to do? Lo havi le lichtov de eno noig elab dahorim. Why should the Torah say that Eiver Menachai only applies to a tahor animal, not to a tame animal? The may nafgamino. Who cares if Eiver Menachai applies to a tahor, to a tame animal as well or not? But lav hachi asiri. Anyways, I know that I can't eat a tame animal. So why do I care if on top of that there's also an Isra Eiver Menachai? So he says he just copied the Lashon of the Rambam. Okay. However, there could be that there is a halachic reason, distinction, for why the Torah specifically says that Eiver Menachai only applies to Behemoth Tahorim and not Behemoth Tameim. The Bach, by the arrow towards the end of the column here, on the right column, still in source 9, this Lashon is very important. He says, V'od yesh lomar, debit Tahorim, de'ika Eiver Menachai, Osir lehoshito libnei Noach mishum lifnei iver lo sisim michshol. As far as Eiver Menachai, tahor Eiver Menachai is concerned, it's not just that it's osir to eat; it would also be osir for me to give to someone else. That's the classic isser of lifnei iver. Bein to Yisrael, bein to a Ben Noach. The Ben Noach mitzuva. Okay, Eiver Menachai lifnei Noach mishum lifnei iver lo sisim michshol. The Ben Noach mitzuva al Eiver Menachai. Okay, comma. Ubitmeim mutter lehoshito. But to give an Eiver Menachai that's Tameh to a Ben Noach, that it would be mutter to give an Eiver Menachai, which is Tamei, to a Ben Noach. Now the truth is, I skipped on the most important part of Source 8. While we had that three-way machlokas in the Gemara and Chulin, when Eiver Menachai applies, look towards the bottom of Source 8. The Gemara goes on. Amar of Chista, it's about seven lines up on Source 8. The Itema, it's a bunch of names. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amar of Chista, Vitema of Yosef, Amar of Bar Shila, Amar of Chista, Vitema of Yosef, Amar of Bar Simi, Amar of Chista, Vitema of Yosef. No. Kol Omer, Dover, Shem Omer. My time of Rav Meir. Amar Krav is Avach Mikarach Mitzon Chom Rav Gidom Arav. It's really Amar Rav Gidom Arav. Machlokas be Yisrael. The whole machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim about to what kind of animal Eiver Menachai applies to. If it's just a behemoth tahora, or all behemoths, or even behemoth chayev of tahorim, or as Rav Eliezer says, behem behemoth tahor behem tmeya. This is all machlokas be Yisrael. Aval beben Noach. What kind of Eiver Menachai can Ben Noach not eat? Divrei Hakol Musar Al Tameim Ketahorin. Everybody agrees that a Ben Noach is also to have an Eiver Menachai, which is Tameh. And yet, and I apologize for going out of order, yet the Bach says that a reason it's important for the Torah to say that Eiver Menachai only applies to Behemoth Tahorim and not Behemoth Tameim is because it would be mutter for a Yisrael to give. While it's also for Yisrael to give Eiver Menachai to Horim, to anyone, Ben Yisrael, Ben Ben Noach, it would be mutter for a Yisrael to be moshit, to give an Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei, even to a Ben Noach. Okay. That's what the Bach says to explain why the Torah felt it was important to say that Eiver Menachai does not apply to Behemoth Tmeim, because, again, that to tell us that since there's no Isser Eiver Menachai on Behemoth Tmeya to Yisrael, that's why it's mutter to give to a Ben Noach. That is what the Bach says. And the Shach in Source 10 asks the obvious Kasha. He quotes the Bach, and in the wide lines after the words Ad Kan Lashono, about five lines down, he says, Lo Amati Al Sof Devrayim. I can't understand the Bach. The Harebe Perikid Anosha, in the aforementioned Gemara and Chulin, Isa, it says, "Bekulish ma'isa bebraisa the machlokas beYisrael, aval beben Noach divrei hakol musar al tmeim." Everyone holds that as far as Ben Noach is concerned, Ben Noach cannot have an Eiver Menachai which is tamei. So how can the Bach tell me that it's mutter for me to give an Eiver Menachai which is tamei to a Ben Noach? That should be lifnei Eiver. So moving on to page 4, this is where to explain this Bach is the Chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel. To say it outside for a moment, the chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel is that whenever the moshit, the one who is giving the iser to the other person, whenever he is not mitzuveh in the iser, there is no lifnei iver. So in the case of Eiver Menachai Behemoth Tmeya, we know that a Yisroel, while he does have an iser Eiver Menachai alone, and he does have an iser of Behemoth Tmeya alone, but there is no iser of Eiver Menachai specifically on an Eiver Menachai, which is Tameh. Okay? So if he gives that Eiver Menachai, which is Tameh, to a Ben Noach, even though the Ben Noach has an Isser on an Eiver Menachai, which is Tameh, since the Yisroel who's giving it to him does not have an Isser on Eiver Menachai, which is Tameh, there would be no Lifnei Iver in that situation. And the Bach's Lashon was not so clear that that's what he was saying. All he said was, Tmeim, it's mutter to give it to the Ben Noach. The Shach understood the Bach to be saying that the Tomei, that the Ben Noach is allowed to eat an Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei. That was one way of reading the Bach, which is clearly against the Gemara. The Emunah Shmuel is coming here to say that's not what the Bach meant. The Bach never meant that there is a heter for Ben Noach to have an Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei. That's not what the Bach ever meant. The Bach meant that there is no Isser Lifnei Iver for a Yisrael to give Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei, to a Ben Noach. Let's read this inside. He says, "Uvazem Yushov Masha Hikshe Besefer Shach Al Harav Abach Uprisha V'Taz B'Simen Samach Beish Akosvu." They all say the Yesh Nafka Mina the Betmeyim Ika Eiver Eiver Menachai Nohig V'Sharya LeHoshitul Ben Noach. The Bach and all the other Meforshim say that by as far as an Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei, is concerned, it is mutter to give to a Ben Noach. The Hikshe Lem Harav Hanal and the Shach asks on them, the Hakaim alone we hold, the Ben Noach Osir Afet Meim, that a Ben Noach is usher even to eat Avram and Achai, which is Tamei. Ulamayshe kasafti osi shaper. But according to my chiddush, it all works out well. The lehoshit liyisrael betameim sharyel ben Noach. The lashon is a little bit difficult to understand, but what he means is to give, for a Yisrael to give an Avram and Achai, which is Tamei, to a ben Noach, that is mutter to do. Kaman dildi day sharya, because since an Avram and Achai, which is Tomei, is mutter for him, not to eat, but there's no shame isur Avram and Achai on Avram and Achai, which is Tomei, because we pass on like the Rabbana, that there's no Avram and Achai Tomei for Israel. Eino musar lifnei iver lo sisa mishal. There is no problem with lifnei iver. Now, if anyone wants to ask, well, there's two cases in the Gemara. There was giving a kosyayin al nazir and Avram and Achai to a ben Noach. So Avram and Achai to ben Noach, we all understand the case fits, because the Yisroel does have lifnei iver to give Avram and Achai to ben Noach, because Yisroel himself has the iser of Avram and Achai. What about Kos Yain L'Nazir? That, the Gemara says explicitly, is a problem of lifnei iver, and yet we know that the guy giving the Kos Yain is not a Nazir. So that the Emunah Shmuel himself answers in the third line, the first word in the third line of source 11, Efshar delo dummy lemoshit kos yayin nazir. This is not comparable to a case of giving the kos yayin to a nazir. Afdil yidei sharya, even though the guy giving the kos yayin to the nazir, he himself, it's mutter to drink wine. He has no problem drinking wine. He's not a nazir. Mikomakom hatorah asru olav kishayiyen nazir. The Torah does have an isr nazir to the person giving the wine over, because it is shayach for him to become a nazir. So in that case, there would be an Isser Lifnei Iver, because he is shayach to the Parsha of Nazir. Aval be'isser de'sharya l'didei, something which is mutter for him completely. Ve'eino usher el ben Noach, but it's only usher to a ben Noach, but he doesn't have the Isser at all. On that, it would be mutter for him to give. In the last page, I include a couple of sources that actually ask on the Emunah Shmuel from the case of Nazir. These sources did not see the Emunah Shmuel inside. Emunah Shmuel clearly explains why the case of Nazir is different from the case of Avram and Achai. Clearly, a Jew cannot become a Goy to make himself have an Isser of Avram and Achai, which is Tamei, but a Jew could become a Nazir to have the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin. The people that asked on the Emunah Shmuel didn't see the Emunah Shmuel inside. Yes?
Just to clarify, when you say moshi, do you mean machil, or just moshi? Because I think we make this distinction, right? If I'm facilitating...
Moshi is moshi here.
Just
facilitation. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if he could get it himself?
Yes. Even if he can get himself, well, that's Trey Iber Denaro, that's if...
Right,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so moshi here, just, well, for simplicity's sake, just means giving it to him in a case where he couldn't get it otherwise. In source 12, the Pri Chadash is important perush on Shulchan Aruch, and many other Meforshim as well follow his steps. He asks on the Emunah Shmuel, he says he doesn't understand it, because in the end of the day, when you give this Avram and Achai, which is Tamei, to a Ben Noach, you just gave something which is Usser to the Ben Noach. That's Lifnei Iver Lo Sisei Michshol. He simply doesn't understand what the Emunah Shmuel is saying. The Torah says, "Don't give a michshol to an iver," and you're giving him a michshol by giving him what he's not allowed to eat. He simply doesn't understand the chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel. Why does it matter that the Yisroel giving it doesn't have an iser on Avram and Achai, which is tamei? Who cares? I'm giving something which is usser to the ben Noach and Avram and Achai, which is tamei. So on that, to answer the question for the Emunah Shmuel, there's a few different achronim that give an explanation. I quote here Rev Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liakov al Torah and Parshas Kedoshim. He says here, "V'tzarech lomar de hakabala chidsha lanu de belifnei iver ikha milvad ha'isr shbe'am lechavero yesh bo gam kein lifnei iver shahu bin amal makom." Aside from be'am lechavero, we have be'am makom as well. V'hainu, how we understand this? Shikamosha hu bi'atmo muzher. The same way that he himself is usher to do something. Shlo lasos tovar isr. I'm not supposed to eat chelev. I'm not supposed to eat dam. Hachanami muzher hu shlo ye'ase isr ze afay de'achir. He also has an isr to make sure that isr is not done through someone else. So when the Torah says to me, don't eat dam, don't eat chelev, part of what the Torah is telling me also is to make sure that isr of achilas dam, achilas chelev, is not done through me by someone else. So this is different from the Chazon Ish and the Kobi Chiyurim that we quoted before. They explained lifnei iver as an isr should not be done in the world through me. So even if we understand Lifnei Iver to be, even if we understood that Lifnei Iver exists in cases which the Yisrael is, the guy giving the item is mutter in that thing. Like our case of Eiver Menachai Tmeya. The Moshit is mutter. The Nichshol is Aser. There could still be Lifnei Iver, according, if you don't go like the Emunah Shmuel, and the Iser could be explained as don't cause an Iser to be caused to be brought about in the world. This new explanation works specifically with the Emunah Shmuel. It's not that I shouldn't cause an Iser to be brought out into the world. It's when the Torah told me not to do something, part of that is to make sure it's not done through me by someone else as well. Here, the focus much more is on the person giving the item to the other person. Only if he has an azhar, if he's warned against not doing an isser, then lifnei iver exists. But for an eiver menachai, which is tamei, the Torah never told me don't eat it. It only said don't eat eiver menachai, which is tahor, the way we paskin. So as far as giving an eiver menachai, which is tamei, to someone else, even though I am causing an isser to be brought about through the, into the world, that is not the isser of lifnei iver according to this new explanation, the way Rav Yaakov explains Emunah Shmuel, because since the Torah never told me don't eat Eiver Menachai, which is Tamei, the Lifnei Iver doesn't exist either, because there's no extension of that Isser of make sure that an Eiver Menachai, which is Tamei, is not eaten about through me. That extension doesn't exist in as much as the Isser doesn't apply to me to begin with. That's the new explanation. Yes?
So according to this, a Kohen could give a Hedyad or a non-Kohen
Truma. A Kohen can give a non-Kohen Truma.
He's allowed to eat Truma. He's allowed to eat truma. The other guy's not allowed to eat truma. So why not?
Well, you know,
I would think that that would not be permitted.
That could be relevant to a source later on. We'll come to that in a second. Now, there are a variety of questions on the Emunah Shmuel from Rishonim. This is on page 5. The Gemara b'Metzia Daf Yud Amubeis. The Shaka Vatari of the Gemara is a bit complicated, so I did not quote the whole Gemara here. But the crux of what's going on here is, according to Tosfos and Bav Metzia, if a Kohen has a Yisrael be a Shliach for him to marry a Grusha, a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. And what if the Yisrael is the Shliach to make the Kiddushin for the Kohen to a Grusha? Tosfos says that's the case of Lifnei Iver. The Yisrael is over Lifnei Iver by making Kiddushin for the Kohen to the Grusha. So almost anybody who brings up the Emunah Shmuel asks on him from this Tosfos, because the Yisrael has no Isser to marry Grusha, yet Tosfos says he's over Lifnei Iver when he makes Kiddushin for a Kohen to a Grusha. And this is Mamish Dome to the case of Eiver Menachai. Yisrael cannot become a Kohen as much as he tries to. This is not like Nazir, where he could become a Nazir. This is like Ben Noah, where he can't become a Goy, he can't become a Kohen.
Maybe the fact that he's a shliach makes a stronger connection between shliach to Odom Kamoso. So he gives up his status of that he can marry Grusha and becomes a extended arm. Of
interesting.
The,
I haven't seen an answer. Okay, that's food for thought.
Could the fact that you cannot be a shliach to an avera?
That's the whole sugya. It's complicated.
Okay.
It's good. A second example that the Mefarshim ask from is Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says that a Mosrin Divrei Torah la'akum, you can't teach Torah to a goy. Not halacha l'maisa. There's different cases yes, different cases no. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk of lo'osa kein l'chol goy mishpatim bal yida'um. It's a pasuk in Nach, we say by davening. And Tosfos asks, why don't you say the source that it's usher to teach Torah to a goy should be from Lifnei Iver? It should be usher to teach Torah to a goy because Lifnei Iver. A goy cannot learn Torah except for his Zion mitzvahs. So when you teach Torah to a goy, you're helping him out being over his Isser. And again, a Yisrael clearly has no Isser. On the contrary, he has a mitzvah to learn Torah. And yet we're saying there is Lifnei Iver to teach Torah to a goy. So according to Emunah Shmuel, there should be no Isser of Lifnei Iver because he's not Musar against learning Torah. Adrabah, he has to learn Torah. There's a third question, where the Gemara quotes sources that a chalola or a zona, an isha who cannot marry a kohen, that the Gemara quotes sources that she has an isser to get married to a kohen. The Ramban in source 19 asks, why are you looking for other sources? It should be lifnei iver. In other words, even if an Isha has no specific Isser to marry a Kohen, since a Kohen, since even though Halala has no specific Isser to marry a Kohen, since a Kohen himself cannot marry a Halala, she is being overlift Ne'iver by doing the Kiddushin. So again, from here also, there's a question on the Emunah Shmuel that she is according to the Gemara's Havamina, has no Isser to marry the Kohen. She can't become a Kohen herself either, of course. And yet, the Ramban understood there to be Lif Ne'iver if she were to get married to the Kohen. These are the three questions, the main three questions, there's many more. The general two approaches, there's about three approaches, I would say, to answer these questions for the Emunah Shmuel. Number one, you could just say it's a machlokas. The Emunah Shmuel was going in the Torah. The Tosfos doesn't hold of it, which in source 20, you could think about if that would be true as well or not. Another answer is it could be to be machil biyadayim, so what Chaim was saying before, to feed directly to the Ben Noach, to give an Isser directly, versus just giving it to him and allowing him to have the option of being over, maybe that case would be worse. Meaning maybe the Emunah Shmuel would agree in these cases where you're not giving him a kos yayin and saying, if you want to drink it, you could, if not, not. That would be lif ne'iver. That the Emunah Shmuel would say is not lif ne'iver. However, in the case of when you give it to him directly, when you do the kiddushin for the kohen to the grusha, or when you teach the Torah to the goy, that's not giving him an option to be over or not. Maybe in that case, the Emunah Shmuel would agree that there is lif ne'iver. So the distinction the Achronim give, there's not much basis for it, because the klal simply should apply, that when the person giving the item, which is usser, when the person has no isser, so there never should be lif ne'iver. A better answer, I believe, is, as we discussed before, there is another part of lif ne'iver, which is etzorah, don't give bad advice to anyone. So by the Yisrael making Kiddushin for the Kohen to the Grusha, even if there's no Lif Ne'iver on a Surim, that's not going to be any worse than an Eitz Hara. To help the Kohen be over the Isser of Kohen the Grusha, that definitely is bad advice, and maybe it's Lif Ne'iver because of Eitz Hara. Same, to teach Torah to a Goy, even though there's no Lif Ne'iver from the aspect of the Yisrael, does not have the element, he's not Mushar, he's not warned against not learning Torah, but and therefore there's no lif ne'iver as far as being machil him in Isurim. But the element of giving etzara'ah, that still exists. You're giving a bad advice to a goy by teaching him Torah. Although we said before, there's no etzara'ah to a goy, so that answer would not work there. So it's only going to help for the first one, not the second one.
And why wouldn't it also apply by the Avram and Achai case?
For Avram and Achai,
it's also an etzara'ah that you're telling your advice from here to say from Achai. It's also an etzara'ah.
To give him... To give the Avram Achai, which is Talmid Ben Noach, should also be Lif Ne'iver.
But he's a Ben Noach, so doesn't apply. That's why it doesn't apply.
Ah, yes, yes. There's no Eitzara there. Yep. Right. Very good. An interesting answer for Tosfos and Chagiga, why you can't teach, why there will be Lif Ne'iver to teach Torah to a Goy. I saw one safer answer, that the reason why a Goy can't learn Torah is because Marasha Kehilas Yaakov, which the Gemara darshins to be either the Isser of Gezel or Naira Merasa, Arayos or Gezel. I mean, he's taking the Torah from us, or we are wed to it and he's taking it from us. Those Yisurim do apply to a Yisrael, and therefore there would be a Lif Ne'iver. You have to think about if that answer works or not, because you may want to say the same thing by Avram Achai, which is Tameh, that Avram Achai, which is Tameh, doesn't exist, but the general Isser of Avram Achai does exist. It's food for thought. I don't want to get involved in that now. Okay, on page 6. Why are there no malchus for Lif Ne'iver? Source 21, the Rambam says, I'm sorry, the Chinuch says that it's a lav she'en b'maisa, there is no maisa involved in Lif Ne'iver. It seems that there is, you know, someone is drinking the kos yayin shel nazir. There's different explanations for what he means, not for us right now. Lav she'en b'maisa. Source 22, the Rambam says, this is Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reish Sadi Test. This is where he quotes Lif Ne'iver. The first five words are Hizhir Mehachshel Katsasenu Es Katsasenu. It's an usher for Jews to not give Eitzara'ah to other Jews. Again, like the Chinuch.
To give Eitzara'ah.
it's an usher to give etzara, thank you, to other Jews. Again, specifically Jews, not to Ben Noach. There's no isra etzara to Ben Noach. And then the third line, after he quotes etzara, he says, "V'lav ze kolel gam kein mishe yazor al avera o yesaviv osa." It also includes to give an avera to someone, like the cases of the Gemara, not to give Eivir ben Achai to Ben Noach or kos yayin lenazir. The Rambam says explicitly in Shoresh Tes, which we'll get to on page 8 momentarily, that this is the concept of lav shebeklolos. When a lav includes more than one type of iser, you do not get malchus for that. And to we'll see the depth of what that means in a moment, but that's the reason that the Rambam says there's no malchus, because lifnei iver includes two things. It includes etzara, and it also includes giving isurim to someone else. That's called lav shebeklolos. There's no malchus for that reason. And the last line of this Rambam says, upashti de kroka mocha zacharnu tchila, the pashup shan the pasuk is etzara, not isurim, as we quoted from Rashi in the beginning. We'll get back to that as well. But what's very interesting here is the Ritva and Yevamos in source 23. The Ritva discussing that aforementioned Gemara about a halala not marrying a kohen, he explains that Lifnei Iver, on the Rabban's question, was why don't we say that a halala or a zona cannot marry a kohen because of the iser of Lifnei Iver? She is causing the kohen to be over an iser by allowing herself to be married to a kohen. You're causing the kohen to do an iser. So the Ritva says that would not be enough to give her malchus, because there's no malchus in Lifnei Iver. And he says it's a lav shebeklolos. But look at the way that he describes lav shebeklolos. In the second column, in the second line, he says, "V'lav kol elhu, bekol mitzvahs haTorah v'ein eloka alav." Lifnei Iver is a lav shebeklolos in all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam described lav shebeklolos as there's two elements to Lifnei Iver: etzara and being machshel nisurim. The Ritva describes this to be the biggest lav shebeklolos that you've ever seen, all Taryag. What's going on here? Why didn't he explain like the Rambam? How in the world are there 613 mitzvahs included in Lifnei Iver? The explanation makes a lot of sense based on the Emunah Shmuel, the way Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained the Emunah Shmuel. That in every Isser, when it says Lo Sochlu Dam, included in that is, make sure no one else eats Dam through you as well. Lifnei Iver exists in every mitzvah itself. If we understand Lifnei Iver to be an extension of a person's individual Isser, then truly we understand this Ritva that it's a lav shebeklolos, but kol mitzvah satorah. This Ritva is a good source for the Emunah Shmuel. Moving on to page 7. We can use the chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel in the reverse situation. What if there's something which is, you have something which is mutter completely, but one person is noeg chumrah and someone else is not? Okay? So, in source 24, Shar Melech discusses a case of, for smoking tobacco, they would use a nair of chelev, which is usher to eat chelev, and some of the chelev would drip in to the tobacco, and even though it's mutrim ikar adin to still smoke it, but there was a chashash that some of the chelev will get into your mouth, so some people were machmir not to use a nair shel chelev to smoke tobacco. So Shar Melech says, what if I'm noheg on this chumrah? Can I give this to someone else who is not noeg in the chumrah? Okay? So he says, since I treat it like it's usser, I can't give it to the other person, even though he treats it like it's mutter. This Shaar Melech makes a lot of sense based on the Emunah Shmuel. If Lifnei Iver stems from the person's individual isser, so if I hold that something is usser, then I have an isser to make sure that no one else has this isser, even though they themselves hold that it's mutter. With this, you also can and you can think about the case of Kohen and Truma and Yisrael based on this. Furthermore, there's a very interesting Gemara about Metzia in source 25. Avram Avinu did not give, according to the Gemara here, did not give the bread that Sarah prepared to the Malachim that he thought were Bnei Noach. And the Gemara explains, because since Sarah was Pirsan Nida, Sarah was Tameh, and even though you're allowed to eat chulin, non-kochim, non-shumah, you're allowed to eat chulin, which is tameh, Avram Avinu kept a certain chumrah that he ate chulin betahara. He would not eat chulin if it was tameh. Mephorshim ask, and that's why he did not want to give it to the malachim, or to the Bnei Noach. Mephorshim here ask an obvious question. Just because he keeps a chumrah, he shouldn't give it to them? Why is he being so machmer? Avram Avinu is so machmer, he wouldn't give his chumrah of his food to someone else? Based on the Shaar Melech, it makes perfect sense. if Avraham Avinu treated all of his food as if he kept chulin betahara, which means he would not have food which was tameh, then he's treating this like it's asar. Part of lifnei iver is he can't give that to anybody else as well, even though they hold that it's tahor. That would be a simple explanation why he did not want to give the bread to the malachim. Page 8. Now, with all of this background, the Mitzvah Shem, we should tie this all back together and read it back into the pasuk. Now, we started off with the chakir of the Yad Malachi, which was, is the Isser of Lifnei Iver Shas Nesina or Shas Hachshala? Which means, is the Isser of Lifnei Iver once you give the Kos Yayin to the Nazir? Or does the Isser exist only once the Nazir drinks that Kos Yayin? Now, according to everything that we explained so far, it would make sense that the Isser only is once the Nazir drinks the wine. Whether you want the explanation of the Chazon Ish of bringing an Isser into the world, the Isser only comes into the world, l'chora, once the Nazir drinks it. If the Isser is like Rav Yaakov explained, that a part of me not eating dam is to make sure no one else eats dam, that's only once he eats dam. The explanation would make sense that Lifnei Iver, the Isser of Lifnei Iver, exists only once the person who is Nichshol is Taka Nichshol, not when you give it to him. However, as far as Eitzorah is concerned, maybe it would be a different story. If you give bad advice to someone, it would make a lot of sense that this, I haven't seen explicitly, but I think it makes a lot of sense to me that the Isser exists already at the time of giving the bad advice, even before the person follows through with your bad advice. It's a Be'am L'Chavera type of din to give Eitzorah to somebody. So, by giving bad advice, you're over on the Isser Be'am L'Chavera. Furthermore, the pashtus of the pasuk, the simple reading of the pasuk, lifne'iver lo sisein, the Isser is against giving. And we quoted before that Rashi in the pasuk said the pashup shan the pasuk is referring to Eitzorah. Rashi doesn't quote Isurim. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah said the pashup shan the pasuk is referring to Eitzorah, not Isurim. Lifne'iver lo sisein michshol minasvara, from the diuk of the pasuk, it would seem like maybe the Isser of Eitzorah would exist at the time of giving the bad advice, even before the person takes the bad advice. These two elements of Eitzorah and being machshel someone in an Isser, these two separate elements. I said before in the name of the Chazon Ish that this could be two parts to one pasuk. The Torah says Lifnei Iver, and there's two ways of being over Lifnei Iver, by giving Eitzorah, by being machshel someone in Isurim. The Rambam, the way he describes Lav Shebeklolos, when a Lav includes more than one thing, he explains it that it's two separate parts to the pasuk completely. In Shorash Tes, he says here in the first line, Amnam, Kishyeh lav echad kolal anyonim rabim. When one lav includes many things, Hinei az yimone halav hahu levado, you count the lav once, and not lo kol anyonim shiyich lelosam halav. Not everything which lav includes. It's not two separate averas here. It's one lav in minyan ha-mitzvahs. And he quotes the example of lo sochlu al adam. He goes on to give the 5-6 examples of what the Isser of Lo Sochlu Ha'adam includes, which one has nothing to do with the other. And in the end here, in the last two lines, he says, Omro gam kein v'lifnei iver lo sisei michshol, ki hu gam kein kolo inyonim rabim. An example of Lav Shebeklolos is lifnei iver, which includes many things. So it may not be that lifnei iver is simply one Isser, which you can be over it in two different ways. It's two different types of Isurim completely in one pasuk. The same way that by Lo Sochlu Adam there's an Isser of not to eat before davening, which has nothing to do with the Isser of eating a behemoth before it dies. Different Isurim completely. And that's comparable to Lifnei Iver. So, and to bring a proof to this, that the Rambam learns it as two separate parts of the pasuk completely, in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Source 26, Parak Yud Beis Halacha Yud Dalet, He describes the word iver to mean two different things based on which type of lifnei iver we're discussing. Kol ha-machshel iver bedavar, v'hisiyu etza she'ena hogenes. By giving an etza which is not fit, that's he's an iver because he doesn't realize that's bad advice. O she'chizek yidei over avera, or to help somebody be over an avera, shehu iver v'eino roe derech ha-emes mibnei taivas libo. The nozi really wants that yayin. He's blind to the fact that his heart wants it, he's not supposed to have it. They're two very different kinds of blind people. Okay? So now let's go back to the pasuk on page 1. The pasuk starts out, Lo sikalel cheresh. Don't curse somebody who is deaf. I didn't see anybody to say this, but I found this to be interesting. That the there's an Isser Klola. You can't curse anybody. The Torah emphasizes Cheresh. I thought maybe the Torah is emphasizing here that even though the Cheresh doesn't hear you, it still is usher to give a, to be mekalel him. This is maybe to prove the point of the Emunah Shmuel, the Shar HaMelech, that Lifnei Iver is an extension of the person's own Isser. Even if the person doesn't hear you, or in the case of Lifnei Iver, even if the person, he himself holds that it's mutter to do such a thing, whether it's the case of the tobacco or another case that Mefarshim explained is kitnius, everyone's favorite topic, that to give a Sephardi kitnius would be a problem according to the Cheshbon that we said, if for an Ashkenazi to give to a Sephardi kitnius should be a problem. So do here. The Cheresh is not going to hear me. Why can't I be Makal him? No. Be'am l'makom. Still, it's wrong for you to give a klala. So too, that's why it's in the same pasuk as Lifnei Iver. Don't be machshel on Iver. Even if it's the case where he himself holds his mutter, it's be'am l'makom, Lifnei Iver lo sisei michshel. Don't be machshel the other person. Then the pasuk says, after lo sakal Cheresh, Lifnei Iver. What kind of Iver? So you have the Iver, that's the Rambam. You have an Iver which is to give somebody who's blind, mamish, to give him bad advice, he doesn't realize it's bad advice. And then you have the Iver, who is Mibnei Taivas Libo, he wants to be over an Isser, don't give a michshol to that Iver. The pasuk goes on, Lo Sistein. What's Lo Sistein? So we discussed before that that's presumably referring to the Isser of Shas Nesina would be by the case of Eitzorah, not by a case of Isurim. To give an Eitzorah, that Isser starts when you give the bad advice, not when the person stumbles on the bad advice. That would be Lo Sitein. And that's why Rashi emphasizes in the Pasha reading of the Pasuk, he only quotes Eitzara. He doesn't quote the case of being Machshel B'Yisurim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says the Pashtei Dekra is referring specifically to Eitzara. And that's B'Shas Nesina. Michshel, what kind of Lifnei Iver exists only when the person really stumbles? That's by Yisurim. Only when the dam is eaten by the other person, only when the Eiver Melechai is eaten, whatever the case is. It makes a lot of sense that the Isser of being causing an Isser to come out in the world, or me not being allowed to eat dam and me also not causing someone else to eat dam, that exists b'shas michshol. And to tie it all together, the pasuk ends off, v'yareisim elokecha ni Hashem, don't think it's v'yam l'chaviru only, it's also v'yam l'makom, v'yareisim elokecha ni Hashem, because it's an extension of your own Isser, or a lot of Torah about v'yam l'chaviru being part of v'yam l'makom, they're both parts of this, v'yareisim elokecha ni Hashem. So, Yes, Hashem, hopefully we understood through these chakiras, it could be that in many of these cases they're both right, Be'am l'chaveru and Be'am l'makom, just it depends which case. Is the Isser Shas Nesina or Shas Michshol? That would depend on which case we're talking about. And, okay, that's the reading of the pasuk, Mitzvah Hashem.